This is Security Current Audio. I'm Vic Wheatman. There's been a bit of controversy about one of the largest security conferences in the U.S. at least, the RSA Security Conference, and a bit of confusion with regards to the name RSA. I'm speaking with Lawrence Pingree. Lawrence is an analyst with Gartner. Lawrence, could you summarize what is this controversy about and why are some people boycotting the RSA conference?
Sure. Well, you know, back when elliptic curve cryptography was being selected by NIST, you know, the NSA and RSA were both participants in the selection process of the algorithms being used. And what basically is at issue here is that the way that, you know, the random number generator was selected is, by some people's judgment, you know, implicating the RSA organization into some sort of collusion with the NSA, and there's folks that are saying that the NSA basically created a weakness in the algorithm.
Now, we should point out that the argument or the rumor, the reported rumor, is that the NSA helped fund that development.
Yeah, and you know, there's probably there's nobody contesting that the NSA is involved with you know, paying RSA and is likely a customer. I think they actually press released on it, but you know, RSA has responded flatly denying that they were colluding with the NSA to weaken encryption. And I think it's important to kind of look at both the way that the security community looked at encryption and how the NSA might look at encryption. One thing is, if you think about the way that RSA and the security community looked at it at that time, was the NSA, given that it you know, its primary job is to protect the United States, it was viewed as you know, the appropriate authority on cryptography, primarily because everybody knew that they did decryption activities and would be a very good authority on whether or not encryption would be good or not. And the NSA's stated goal is to protect the nation. Now, people calling for NSA weakening encryption is probably not the most accurate depiction. The most accurate depiction, if there was collusion, would be that the NSA's goal would want to be want to have encryption good enough, but not necessarily good enough so that they cannot decrypt it. Maybe that's a interesting way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of things. Historically, it would be out of character for RSA to agree to a weakening. In part, look at the history of RSA and its fight against the U.S. government export controls back in the day. So that wouldn't be good. And also, if it got out that they did this on purpose, it would be very harmful to the company. And RSA, as you mentioned, has said this is not true.
I think you made a great point there. I think that folks are kind of missing the fact that there are export controls, and that, you know, really that's the way that the NSA is trying to weaken encryption, is the, you know, they want to maintain the control of that encryption. Why would they intentionally weaken something that they, you know, was intended on protecting the national security interest?
I could see that. The people that are boycotting or have boycotted the RSA conference have done so in protest of this news. And it seems that they're not really serving the community. In other words, the conference, number one, is separate from RSA.
Well, I think there's certainly, it gets them in the press. So if you're trying to make a name for yourself, you know, I'm sure that boycotting and publicly announcing some sort of collusion with the NSA helps some folks further that agenda. But you know, the reality is, my understanding is only a handful, eight, maybe 10 different individuals have decided to, you know, boycott the RSA conference, when there's about 560 some odd speakers. That's a pretty low percentage. And the other thing that's interesting here is the RSA conference is actually an events organization that is completely separate from RSA proper.
Yeah, people don't realize that. Yeah. Now, back to ECC and the random number generator that allegedly was funded or helped develop by NSA in collusion. Again, RSA has denied that. Should end users, developers, be concerned here? Don't they have options?
Well, you know, yeah, there's plenty of options. I mean, there's plenty of open source technology that can be used for cryptography. And cryptography always evolves. I remember back, you know, in the late 90s where I was participating in what they called the Bovine Project, which was a, you know, DES 56-bit decryption, distributed compute framework, and people were running these little agents all over trying to decrypt, the latest crypto. The reality is that encryption always evolves. So what is not weak today is weak maybe, you know, a week from now. Sorry. or maybe even, you know, a year from now. And it's really the new techniques emerge. And so in order for security to continue to be intact, you have to evolve.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you, Lawrence Pingree of Gardner. I'm Vic Wheatman for Security Current Audio.